Yesterday was May 1st, and Snowbowl Mark and Flagstaff still open.
That is right. This is officially the longest season Snowbowl has ever had in its 79-year history.
We may be looking at record-breaking heat here in the Valley this week, but the resort picked up 2 feet of snow just last week and still has a 4-foot base. And for more on this, our own skier, the show's Lauren Gilger, is with us. Hi, Lauren.
I'm not much of a pro, but yes. So not every trail on the mountain is still open. They had to close their lower elevation trails where most of the beginner runs are. But they're open all weekend this weekend with the Cinco de Mayo Festival and all. And their whole mountain will even be free on Sunday, they said. So Snowbowl has had some short ski seasons in the past, though, you might remember, that can really hurt their bottom line and Flagstaff tourism. So I got a hold of J.R. Murray, the general manager at Snowbowl, and I asked him how much of a boost they see for business when Mother Nature smiles on them.
People do remember years when we had short seasons with lack of snow, but since 2012, we've been making snow, so those days are in the history books. But this year, we had over 320 inches of natural snowfall on top of our man-made snow, so that is what is allowing us to continue to be open into May this first weekend.
Right, and there was a long-time court battle about manufacturing the snow up there. So I wonder, having been able to do it now the last couple of seasons, how much has that manufactured snow played into the success of your seasons every year?
Well, the man-made snow has been a game changer. It gives predictability to not only our business, but also to the skiers and snowboarders. But, you know, we have over 500 employees here in the wintertime at full strength, and we have just totally changed the economy of Flagstaff in the winter, where all the hotels and restaurants and other businesses now know that Snowbowl will be open Thanksgiving through the end of April on every season. And so, you know, a high tide raises all ships, and so the economy in Flagstaff receives a huge boost now that everyone here and in the valley can count on the ski area being open every year. So we put the economic impact to a good season like this year at about $40 million a year into the Flagstaff economy.
So I wonder what types of sort of infrastructure changes does a solid money-making season like this one mean for Snowbowl? What can you do next year now?
Well, we, for the last 4 years, have been really aggressive on our capital investment. We've built 2 new chairlifts in the last 2 years. We're working on our capital projects right now, and we'll be releasing, you know, those projects here probably in the next couple of weeks. And so, yes, our implementation was delayed for a number of years, but now we're trying to catch up as fast as we can. And so we're putting capital investment into our guest services, into our restaurants, into our shuttle and parking systems, and also, you know, adding to our lifts. And so Arizona Snowbowl has been known for unpredictability with snow and also for long lift lines. Now we have snowmaking. We've built 2 new chairlifts, and we'll continue to replace some of our older lifts. And so the lift lines are gone. The snow is great every year. And it's just really revolutionized our business.
All right. J.R. Murray is the general manager of Snowbowl in Flagstaff. It's staying open for its longest season ever this weekend. J.R., thanks for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you. We'll see you up here.